On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. So glad you joined us here today, whether you're listening live here on 1150 AM KKNW Alternative Talk Radio or on Transformation Talk Radio around the world, or perhaps in one of the archives of the 90-some-odd places this ends up, including on ChristineUpchurch.com.
So I see what is happening right now.
What's that?
You've got summer solstice on your head. You don't want to be here. It's amazing outside. I get it.
No.
But that's not true because of our guest.
No, actually, I'm really excited to be
here. That's why.
And in fact, right before I started tuning in intuitively to him, and I think I got to ground myself a little bit here
because
he's really high frequency. And I have to tell you, Benny, before I say who this is, I just wanted to say that I'm very excited because, you know, we're fortunate enough to have our guests be sort of from the who's who in the consciousness movement mm-hmm. list. And our guest today is one of my favorites, who is one of the wisest, most tuned in teachers on the planet. But before I get into that, I wanted to mention that TEDx talk that I did back in May is online now.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And if you go up and onto YouTube and say TEDx Christine Upchurch mm-hmm. or just Christine Upchurch, you will find your way to it. And it's really about, if you've ever felt like an outsider before, it's about potential benefits which can come from that. And I know there are a lot of people out there who have felt like an outsider for one reason or another, either because of something that's happened in their lives or because they're here on the planet right now and they are a little bit different. So just check that out if you're interested. But back to the topic at hand, we are going to be talking to Matt Kahn today. And I love Matt. He is a spiritual teacher. He's a very attuned, empathic healer, and he has this amazing background of how he kind of like shifted very quickly with an out-of-body experience at age 8 and started interacting with ascended masters, archangels, and he is one of the few spiritual teachers who really is talking about embracing it all. I think there are more and more who are talking about it now, but he talks about it in a way that makes it really easy to apply it to our lives. He is a YouTube sensation with his healing and his videos, which are sometimes really humorous. I've also seen him live, and he's a funny guy. He's got a couple of best-selling books. Whatever Rises, Love That is one from a couple of years ago, and he's got a new one out, and it is called Everything Is Here to Help You. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Matt Kahn. Hi, Matt.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So grateful to have you here today. And, you know, Matt, I think that based on where we're at on our planet right now, there are a whole lot of people out there who know they've shown up for this. They're sensitives. They are feeling like they've got a mission, and they are feeling kind of, like knocked over, kind of like they had it down for a while. They were understanding about manifesting. They were understanding about doing their inner work. And now they're feeling like this chaos is knocking them off their feet. From your perspective, the big picture perspective, what's going on right now?
Well, from a big picture perspective, anytime we feel emotional chaos
uh-huh.
or we are seeing external worldly chaos, chaos is a sudden, unexpected shift of movement, and movement is the rhythm of change.
Ooh.
So chaos is showing us that all of us are being shifted into a different vibration, a different rhythm, a different level of consciousness. And the chaos is our nervous system adjusting to a new way of being emotionally. And, of course, the chaos occurring in the world, whether environmentally or politically or mm-hmm. socioeconomically, is showing us that we're actually all moving into a different rhythm of consciousness where we are adjusting to what will soon be seen as the rebirth of the world. And before we find the harmony of the new world, we are adjusting to the chaos of what used to be and how different that is to what is now being born.
So instead of being something negative, it's a recalibration that we're adjusting to. Is that right?
I would totally agree. And I would say to be very specific about the themes at hand right now in the universe, the very big insight a lot of people are learning is in order to have the worthiness to truly receive more and to receive better, we have to go through the initiation of loss. Of us who have gone through losses or are currently facing losses are being matured into a level of consciousness where we will soon come out the other end able to more maturely, more wisely, and with more worthiness receive more than we've ever imagined receiving. But in order to be aligned and have an ability to receive more, oftentimes the initiation into more is the pathway of less or loss. Uh-huh. So right now, there is a very large theme of soul contracts coming to an end, relationships ending, the ending of who we used to be, the roles we used to play. For some people, it's shifting into a new career direction. For some people, it's moving to a different location. Uh-huh. So right now, we're facing a lot of internal and external loss and change that is maturing us into the ability to have and receive more.
And one of the things that strikes me about loss is, at least from human form, we've got a lot of grief to process. And I know I myself, for the last couple of years, after letting go of a dysfunctional marriage and shifting my career, it's like I felt like I have faced a whole lot of grief. What's the purpose of that from the human form, of the human grieving from like the spiritual form?
So the grieving process is how our own egos go through the very transformational process, because the ego, even though we think of ego and soul as like two different things, one of the reasons I wrote Everything Is Here to Help You is because I realized that while the ego and the soul are two different aspects, they're actually two aspects of the same reality or essence, similar to how we are as children. Children become adults, but it's more of the child maturing into adulthood. So in the same way, the infancy of our consciousness is known as ego, and the full maturing of our consciousness is known as the soul. And so oftentimes the process of going from infancy through adolescence and into adulthood is the healing of our core wound and the opening of our heart. And the very cycle that ensures that our core wound is healed and our heart remains open is the very grief cycle. So the grief cycle we're on is not necessarily something that we're looking for a healing modality to rescue us from. The grief cycle is what we learn to be guided through from start to finish as a way of completing the journey of embodying our soul.
I love that. And from my personal experience, it feels to me that the more I've grieved and the more I've let go of various things, the more I'm open. And it's not even like, you know, let go of this much and I have that much room, the same amount of room to welcome more. It's actually, it has this kind of expansive result for me. Like it's kind of like if I had something in my hand and I let go of it and dropped it onto the floor, it's not like I can just, you know, hold something new in my hand. It's almost like the hand is growing bigger and bigger. What's that about?
Well, I think if we look at the maturity that occurs in grief, what happens is that oftentimes when we're really in ego consciousness, we are relating to ourselves and others as what I call object consciousness, meaning we're relating to others as other objects in our field, and we are perceiving ourselves as whether a positive or negative object based on either what happens to us or how people perceive and treat us.
Sure.
And so when we go through the grieving process and we lose the objects that define us and it changes the way we view ourselves as objects, what happens in that maturing phase is that the grief has an opportunity to take us out of viewing ourselves and others as objects and instead to embracing the depth and maturity of experience. So when you can go through the grief cycle, and of course you've lost something, life is different, and the way you thought it was going to be certainly didn't turn out that way. When we get over the disillusionment and unravel the object consciousness within ego, we actually wind up feeling that through grief, we can actually tap into a level of wholeness that strangely we maybe never had when we had the very thing that we're so sad that we lost. Mm-hmm. And when we can actually be grateful for the experience, even when taking away from us the very thing we've been so afraid to lose, mm-hmm. the shift from object to experience is really a sign that grief has served us as a healer along our journey.
That's amazing. Oh, I love that. We're going to go to a quick break, but stay tuned for more with Matt Kahn here in just a few moments.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking to Matt Kahn. And, you know, Matt, one of the things we were talking about on the break is about how you have a tendency to kind of mess with technology because of your vibration, which reminds me of this concept of high-frequency vibration. So I want to ask you, is the name of the game just sort of becoming higher frequency, or is it more about expanding our frequency?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I think many, many years ago, a lot of us were under the impression that the higher the frequency, the better. Mm-hmm. And I would, you know, always intend to transmit the highest frequency at my event. And then by day three of my event, I'd have like 20-some-odd people in the back lying on the floor going through rebirthing experiences, and it looked a Civil War battlefield. And so and I remember one of my staff members came to me and said, you know, Matt, some people are actually here on vacation. And so I started to adjust my intention, because I realized what I intend, in my experience, manifests exactly. So what I would say is, may I embody and transmit a frequency that is the highest energy that someone can receive that is equally the most pleasurable to embody and the easiest to assimilate and integrate. And so what I started referring, and I haven't really used this term publicly too much, and I'm going to start using it more and more, is that we're shifting from, I think, instead of, you know, because we reach for the highest frequency because we want to know what's possible. Uh-huh. But I think we've come to the realization that, okay, we know the infinite is possible. Now let's go from the notion of high frequency to what I call pure frequency. Pure frequency is the highest vibration that you have the most comfortable time embodying and the easiest to integrate. Uh-huh. And that, for me, is where people should aspire to, is not, let me go for the highest,
right,
but let me embody my purest frequency, and let's just actually be more honest about ourselves and not thinking that the highest is the best. Mm-hmm. I mean, many years ago, I thought that way,
sure,
and many people think that way. So I think it's just time in our maturing spiritually to say, there is the highest, but the purest is what's going to be the best for me at this moment, and what's best for me can only be the greatest gift for those in my life.
Right. And what you just said was about embodying the frequency, which really, since our bodies are a lower frequency vibration, it's about connecting it to the lower frequency, not just like reaching up to experience that higher frequency vibration.
Absolutely, because you need the lower vibrational frequency to ground the higher vibrational current. So both are, you know, we can't just unplug from our bodies and reach a high frequency, and then we tap into this really high energy, but we can't bring it back down and ground it into our lives and our bodies. So I think it really is about not what is out there, but what am I ready to embody? What do I have the capacity to integrate? And because a lot of the work that's done healing-wise is really about recalibrating the nervous system, I think a really mature question is not, what's the highest attainment? But really, what is the vibration that my nervous system actually needs and will actually have an easy time processing? I think it's a very compassionate way of looking at our healing journey.
Interesting. So tell me more about this connection to our spiritual attunement and our nervous system.
So your nervous system is just kind of the electrical wiring of your emotional body throughout your energy field. Uh-huh. And your nervous system is responding based on a subconscious imprinting that there are familiar things based on your past experiences and there are unfamiliar things.
Right.
The category is basically familiar and foreign.
Okay.
So there are some people who are aspiring for very high spiritual experiences, but they don't have that familiarity in their energy field from past experiences. So their conscious mind wants something big, but to their nervous system, it's labeled as foreign. So they're seeking something big, but their nervous system is going to push away and defend against it like an attack as soon as it enters our field, which is why for so many years, there are so many people seeking spiritual connections, seeking experiences of oneness, and then going, how come I can't experience it? How come I'm not hearing my guide? How come I don't feel the divine that's alive in everything? And it really comes down to how our nervous system is wired. And so in the spiritual journey, we're actually taking the time to rewire our nervous systems to make transcendental experiences familiar, to allow our conditioning of our past hurts to become foreign. And the way we create that switch is through the process of opening our heart and the practice of self-love, which is, of course, the teaching I highlighted in my first book, Whatever Arises, Love That. Uh-huh. And with my new book, Everything Is Here to Help You, I just take the next bold leap into how do we really learn to love ourselves and spiritually evolve in the most heart-centered way.
Mm-hmm. So I know that being in human form, we end up resisting a lot of things. You know, we've got a lot of fear that comes up about facing certain things. Are we always ready to face what we need to face?
Well, I would say that the readiness to face what we're about to face is only confirmed the moment we're facing it. So you know what you're ready to face only when you're facing it.
Okay.
Now, here's what's interesting, just to kind of continue about the nervous system. People judge themselves for resisting. And they go, I am resisting, and if I could only stop resisting, then I'd have a bigger experience.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the question is, we are not resisting. It's our nervous system that's resisting. Why is the nervous system resisting? Because the nervous system is saying, based on how I've been wired, what you are trying to go towards is foreign, not familiar, and the resistance is letting you know that you have not been rewired to the point of being ready to handle that depth of healing. So what if, in the theme of everything is here to help you, resisting is your nervous system's way of saying, you will heal that one day, but right now you're not ready. Can we actually listen to that?
So it's a physiological response that's basically indicating whether it's time or not.
Right. So there is resistance as a way of our nervous system's letting us know you are or aren't ready for this depth of healing. And so what would be the most radical thing if there was resistance and we said to that resistance, thank you for reminding me what I'm not ready to face. May I continue my inner work, and when I'm ready, that day will come. But instead of saying it's my fault for resisting or I'm not manifesting incredible things because of my resistance, instead of judging ourselves, what if we could actually say, thank you for that feedback. I must not be ready, and the universe would never put me somewhere I'm not ready for. So let me continue to do my work, and let me take that gift in with humility instead of more self-judgment.
That's beautiful. It's kind of like I think about a child learning to swim. There are some fairly cruel parents who think the way to teach somebody to swim is to just throw them in the pool. But most of us need to get our toes in the water, get comfortable with the temperature of the water, you know, actually deal with our fear and learn some strokes and then, you know, slowly work our way into swimming.
Absolutely, 100%. And how many of us are believing that only when we run as fast as possible to the finish line spiritually are we going to have and feel everything we want? So we actually don't give ourselves permission to actually go about the spiritual journey in the most insightful way. We don't have the opportunity to actually look at our journeys the way as parents we would to our children. Like if a parent said to us, your child is gifted, but they're not ready for third grade, they might have to go through second all over again, you wouldn't put your child through a level they're just not ready for. But how many of us overlook that spiritually because we've developed too much of this spiritual adrenaline junkie mentality where we think the only way to overcome the depth of my emotional pain is to have an even bigger spiritual experience. And that doesn't give any respect to our nervous system. So when we're loving ourselves, we're taking a journey that is both invigorating to our consciousness, but it is respectful to the nervous system that is being rewired.
Fascinating. So what is our emotional inner turmoil, what does that have to do with our spiritual journey?
Well, I would say that the emotional turmoil, by and large, are all the patterns and imprints that we replicated and took on from our family of origin, which represent the lineages of the past that we incarnated to heal for the past generations that couldn't make the kind of leap in consciousness that we were born to make. So in a very simple way, here's a radical question. Yes, what you're feeling are your emotions, but when you have a negative charge or reaction or resist, you know, whatever it is, what if, on a bigger level, what you're feeling is the healing in yourself of the very patterns and imprints that you're clearing for the entire world? What if your pain is actually humanity's pain, and you healing your personal pain is you boldly and deliberately releasing all of humanity from one extra layer and imprint, so that what we heal in ourselves is actually our contribution towards global awakening and world peace. And I think in the old way, we constantly thought of it as taking responsibility, this mind to heal, which it totally is, but it doesn't mean that the thing you're healing was yours to begin with. And that adds a whole new dimension to the conversation.
Right. And I think that there are many of us who are more sensitive to what's going on in the world, whether we're watching the news or not. It's kind of like there's this collective consciousness, this collective pain, this collective grief that we are tuned into. So you're saying if we actually face our own stuff, we're actually, you know, it may be other people's stuff, it may be the collective stuff, and we're doing good for the whole.
Absolutely, because the collective is both reflecting to us what has yet to be cleared out of our cellular body. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, what we're clearing out of our cellular body is contributing to liberating the planet. So, of course, it's like a figure eight, and one always serves the other.
Right.
But the real question is if you could face your own emotional pain and know that you have the opportunity to face emotional pain with more openness, with more love and more courage on behalf of those in the world right now and those who have come and gone from the past who never had the consciousness to face that pain. And by facing what others couldn't and haven't faced, we can liberate the world out of the need to be in pain in order to grow and expand. We actually find that our true purpose as souls is evolving deeper and more courageously and more consciously than anyone else ever has. And that's how we heal the planet.
Wow. That's really profound. We have to go to another quick break, but stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Matt Kahn, who is an amazing spiritual teacher. He's also the author of Whatever Arises, Love That, and his new book, Everything Is Here to Help You. Now, I have to tell you, Matt, with your new book, it's a wonderful book, and you've got a lot of really good information, and yet there are times when I'm reading a page and I get to a sentence, and it in one sentence, there is some information where it's so profound that I have to just pause and reread it and allow it to sort of shift my vibration. So it's not one of these books where it's like, okay, I can read it in a night, but it is an amazing read.
I hear those words, and it's so humbling for me to hear, because when I wrote this book and I sat down with my outline, and I had a very specific direction for this book. And as I sat down to write it, every section was completely unlike what I thought it was supposed to be. And just what came out was so surprising. And then I would like reread it going, how did I write that so perfectly? How did it just come through like in one shot? And, you know, I felt like when I was writing this book, oh my God, the universe has chosen me to write one of the most groundbreaking books and healing, you know, healing modalities through the written word that has ever come out of me. And I felt that, and I was like, I can't wait for the world to receive it. And then when I hear that feedback from, you know, so many about this is how it's being received, I mean, it's just, I'm so humbled that I could be the space where it comes through, and I'm just so excited for the entire world to discover all of its healing contents and to allow it to transform each and every one of our lives, truly the way it changed my life just by writing it.
And there's, of course, a vibrational aspect to it, you know, holding the book. There's an aspect of it that we pick up if we're sensitive, regardless of the fact that, you know, if we actually haven't even opened the book yet.
Absolutely. It's like a crystal. It's charged with energy, and people, I've heard, you know, my first book and with this book, people have it by their nightstand. It helps them sleep better. They put it under their bed, like people put crystals under their beds.
And
their animals roll all over it. And it's just amazing when something like a book can actually be like a vortex of healing energy. And for me, it's just, I've always wanted to do that, and to actually see it materialize is beyond my wildest dreams.
It is a wonderful book. And I know one of the things that you teach about both in your book and during your presentations and retreats is about the ego. Now, I know there's been a lot of ego bashing out there, but you've talked about how ego is our sort of our infancy. What does the ego do?
A lot of chaotic things. Well, you know what it is funny? Ego bashing is nothing more than, on a spiritual level, frustrated, overworked parents getting together to talk poorly about their children's behavior while they're playing on the monkey bar. I mean, you know, I mean, to be perfectly honest, that's what it kind of comes down to. Whereas the ego is the child version of our soul. It is our consciousness prior to the deepest level of maturing. Our deepest level of maturity, or spiritual adolescence, is our journey of healing, awakening, and transforming, which is both the opening of our intuition as much as it is experiencing the grief cycle of ongoing gains and losses. And so the ego is really the human participant, the personality of our core wound, and the often repetitive self-destructive patterns of behavior of our core wounds. I think, you know, because I'm not an ego basher, and of course I'm all about loving the ego, just like you love a child through their maturing, we love the ego through its evolution. So I think I came up with this recently in Vancouver when I was teaching. It's so much nicer, instead of going ego and vilifying it, to think of the ego as the evolving personality of your core wound. That when someone's really acting out ego, it just means their core wound is dominating their perceptions, choices, and behaviors. And could you imagine just the compassion it would take to look at someone in your life who's maybe not acting at their highest level of integrity and go, wow, in this moment, their core wound is dominating their consciousness. Think of how compassionate that is instead of judgmental.
Right. So, okay, so I've got a question for you about that. If we're experiencing somebody who is leading with their core wound a lot, there's one thing to have compassion for the person, but does that mean that we should always leave them in our lives?
Absolutely not. It really depends on conduct. If you are constantly put in a position to be neglected, overlooked, abandoned, deceived, or even abused verbally or emotionally or, God forbid, physically or sexually, as soon as there's any level of abuse, that's our indication that if there was a soul contract that brought us together, it's now been completed. And a lot of the times when people are operating from their core wounds, to the extent that it keeps them from meeting us where we can meet them, that's really an opportunity in our lives to say, well, everything is here to help me, and perhaps this person is in my life to help me develop the strength to actually tune in and say, I think I'm worthy of a better relationship, no judgment on them, this might not be the perfect match, And maybe they only came into my life to give me the challenge and the courage to actually realize it's time for me to go. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we only engage in relationships, not for the benefits just that we have in the relationship, but the benefits we'll receive by daring to walk away. So what we have to learn as energetically sensitive souls is that it's not a judgment. It's a level of discernment that says, it's not my job to caretake for someone else's inner child. Uh-huh. It's not my job to raise an adult child. Uh-huh. It's my job to be secure as an adult in myself, to relate to everyone from my deepest place of security. And if my core wounds are constantly coming up, maybe I need space from people to focus on myself. And if other people's core wounds keep coming up, maybe I need space for them so that not only I have more of the kind of relationships that I desire, but that I equally am not as distraction for their journey as well.
Right. And I think that as we, you know, if we choose to walk away, then it has to have a positive ripple effect. If we're staying in that codependent kind of relationship, it does not empower that person to do the growth that they need to do.
We often ask ourselves, what is the energy preventing me from walking away if I know on some level I'm supposed to walk away? And those people will say, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. So if what holds you back from making a choice is fear, that means the time we spend lingering that relationship, we're only going to align with the vibration of fear. Mm-hmm. And if we know as conscious beings that aligning with the vibration of fear is nowhere near the vibration of our soul's highest and purest frequency, then we, in our deepest level of truth, say, wow, anything that prevents me from making a bold step out of fear is only going to put me in a dimension of fear. Right. So it behooves me to make the most sometimes fearful step, and the universe will always support me in one way or another, but we have to really give our courage and our faith to our alignment and consciousness that says no relationship is worth anchoring the vibration of fear, and anything has got to be better than living in an unconscious tailspin like that.
Okay. So, okay, within the context of a relationship, how do you know when that fear arises? I think oftentimes when we're dealing with our core wounds, say in a romantic relationship, there's going to be moments when the fear comes up. How do you know the difference between something momentary that's helping us to evolve and when something's gotten to be toxic?
I would say that the easiest way to know is if it reoccurs. If it's a momentary fear, that just means your nervous system is saying, wow, you're a little overwhelmed. Uh-huh. You're healing and processing a lot, and you're trying to interact intimately with someone else at the same time.
Right.
And that might be too much for you at the moment. So the momentary fear is just your nervous system letting you know you're overwhelmed.
Right.
But if the fear is reoccurring, that's your consciousness's way of saying, if it repeats and repeats and repeats, time is showing me what's not being addressed, or what behavior in ourselves and others repeats is showing us that change needs to occur in order for us to keep, you know, go from living out reruns of our lives to jumping into the bold season premiere.
Right. So you said the C word, change.
Yes.
Why is it in human form that we you know, have such resistance to change?
Because in our nervous systems, it's been wired from our upbringing that change equals loss, which to our emotional body means being less than, becoming deficient, something I loved was taken away, uh-huh. I went from feeling secure to being scared and uncertain. And so to our nervous system, change equals loss, and loss equates to feeling an emotional level of fear, or uncertainty, or a lack of support. So we have been conditioned to believe that the more change enters our reality, the less we are supported, especially if when we went through change as a child, we weren't as supported emotionally with our family the way we needed to be. Uh-huh. Or maybe those were the changes that were occurring.
Right.
So we have a belief that massive change creates massive loss, which could only lead to a massive level of lacking support.
Mm-hmm.
But as we raise our level of consciousness, we find the more that we allow ourselves to change, the more supported we are in our consciousness by the universe at hand.
That's beautiful. We have to go to another quick break, but stay tuned, because when we come back, Matt's going to talk about his upcoming events, and you don't want to miss that. Stay tuned.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here in KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Matt, I want to make sure people know how they can connect with you, and I want to talk about some of your exciting upcoming events. First of all, what's your website?
My new website is mattcon.org, and at mattcon.org, you can sign up for my free newsletter. There is a blog section and, of course, a section for events. I have many events across the United States, and for the first time, I am offering live streaming. So from the comfort of your own home, you can live stream my healing weekends. The one event not being live streamed is actually occurring tomorrow in Seattle. It's a Seattle Soul Gathering, and I'm just excited to return to doing local events and meeting with so many heart-centered beings for the healing energy that wants to be transmitted.
Uh-huh. And I've been at one of your local events. It's at the Community Fitness in Seattle, and from 6:30 to 8:30. And it's a very powerful experience to be in the energy of you being in that moment of sharing and to sort of energetically tune into the collective. Because I really did feel like there's this transformation that's kind of, it's not just the individuals, it's like this synergistic expansion that's occurring because everybody's doing their processing and connecting with your message.
Absolutely. It's as if we get together and a group soul is created. And then, of course, the healing energy I do just by speaking and transmitting this energy to the sound of my voice.
Uh-huh.
It's literally just clearing and activating and awakening all aspects of the people in attendance. And so it's really just this really powerful experience of the quantum field, and oftentimes what happens nearly at every gathering is there's a moment where hundreds of people at the same moment all spontaneously wake up, and everyone feels it. And the feeling and experience of waking up with hundreds of people simultaneously is such an amplifying and healing experience. And it's literally like we gather together, an energetic doorway is opened, and the light of heavenly grace enters to cleanse, purify, and uplift us all. It's quite remarkable.
Wow. So that's tomorrow here in Seattle. And also you've got group healing tours coming up in Boulder, Colorado, Encinitas, California, San Rafael, California, New York, and Toronto.
So excited to get back on the road. I took a 9-month sabbatical to really upgrade and go through a lot of big healing. Uh-huh. That was really necessary for my life, and it's made me even better at what I do. And so for me, it's now getting back on the road. And these group healing weekends are all being live streamed at mattconlive.com. And so just to know that we have people all over the world joining us virtually, we have people in attendance joining us together, that we are all representatives of this planet gathering together to receive this healing energy and then spreading it out to our communities and our families and to our neighborhoods to really energetically transform this planet. Because once we energetically raise the vibration of the world, that gives us the space and capacity to start making the kind of social and political changes that we all are ready to see.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to clarify something for people. It's the live stream is on mattconlive.com. That's mattkahnlive.com. But his website is mattcon.org. So just want to make sure that that's clarified. Oh, gosh, there's so many more things I want to talk to you about, and this hour is flying by. I want to make sure we talk about surrender, that piece. You've talked about some about letting go and loss and grief. What are the different stages of surrender?
I think we can say, and for every human being, it's different.
Uh-huh.
There are as many stages of surrender as each of us have enemies from our past or our present.
Mm.
So if we want to ask ourselves, how many stages of surrender will I require to go from the ego to the soul?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how many enemies have you gathered from your past? Meaning, how many people do you blame for the things that happened to you? How many people in your current reality do you blame for the condition of the planet?
Uh-huh.
So if we gather the number of enemies that we have had or do have, that's when we find out that for every person we blame for the experience that is simply the evolution of our soul is a stage of surrender. So if we think of surrender in a different perspective, what if surrendering is not letting go of something, but is letting go of the grudges and the beliefs that anything is here to harm us by literally surrendering into the perspective of, I don't have to like it, that's not to be popular, this isn't what I wanted.
Uh-huh.
But everything is here to help me. And if we just say to ourselves, I don't know how all this is here to help me, but it must be making me into who I was born to be.
Mm-hmm.
If we can just open up that much, we enter the doorway of surrender, and we go from being victims to leading humanity into the direction of energetic victory and unity consciousness.
Mm-hmm. And I know that there are people out there who sort of put the spiritual frosting on saying, oh, everything's here to help me. But what you're talking about is a level of vulnerability to what is,
right,
as opposed to just trying to bypass it.
Yeah, because to say everything is here to help you, like to put some spiritual frosting on your cake of misery,
right,
is more positive thinking. It's a reframe. It's a bypass. It's,
uh-huh.
it's kind of like when someone says everything's going to be fine, but they're petrified. You don't
sure.
really believe that. But this is more about not just saying everything is here to help you, but actually boldly allowing something to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So the question becomes, if something is here to help me, the next question is, how do I let it help me?
Right.
The first way we let things help us is by not blaming it for our experiences.
Right.
But instead, and here's something kind of simple, but actually rather big. To say to something or to someone that has triggered your pain, you are not the cause of my pain.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for reminding me of the pain that was within me that I have not faced at the deepest level.
Ooh,
so when we say thank you for reminding me of what I didn't know lurked within me, instead of how dare you make me feel the way I didn't want to feel.
Uh-huh.
That is what surrender starts with.
Yeah. And that feeling was there before they ever triggered it. That's what you're saying.
All of our feelings, good, bad, or indifferent, are already wired into our nervous system. The good feelings were already there before good things inspired us to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
The bad feelings were there to be healed before anyone did anything to us.
Mm-hmm.
It was an imprinting that comes with the body. Literally might be the reason why when a baby is born into the world, they come out crying. They go, oh my God, I'm going to heal all this for the world. So maybe the crying of a baby is the realization of, wow, this mission is now real, and we come into bodies not just to know the truth, but to feel our way to emotional freedom. And mm-hmm. that is one of the highest journeys any soul could take on. So just by being alive on the planet right now,
uh-huh.
we are among the most advanced spiritual beings that are here to change the evolution of this planet.
This is really amazing, and our time is flying by. In a minute or less, Matt, can you just share with our listeners what your hope is for where we're headed?
My hope is that we start to see chaos as the loosening of the grip of the unconsciousness, and that just like a child goes from being sound asleep to adjusting to thinking it's in a dream world and now it's back to reality, the same way children have to sometimes cry when they wake up to adjust back to reality, that the entire planet is like an innocent, loving little child waking up out of a very long dream and coming back to reality. So this is actually the living proof that reality is dawning, and if we love ourselves and each other, it can become a miraculous adventure instead of such a psychological thriller.
So just briefly, what will that creation look like?
That creation will look like each and every individual thrusting to the forefront of their own emotional journey, taking responsibility for their own feelings, loving themselves, loving each other, and by each of us taking the journey to reconnect in consciousness, then we band together to create conscious community, neighborhoods, and a new infrastructure for a new government, a new society. But it all begins with us. Each of us have to accept that we are the missing puzzle that completes the masterpiece of the universe. And when we step forward to do our work, we start to live in a world that works and conspires to our highest advantage.
This is exciting and profound. Thank you, Matt Kahn, for joining us here today.
Thank you.
And if you want to learn more about him, go to mattkahn.org, mattkahn.org. And if you want to listen to this in the archive, share it, go to christineupchurch.com. I want to thank you for joining us here today. Talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.